It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. Are you worried about paying off your mortgage? Well, Fibber and Molly have a solution for you. Listen.
Molly, have you been watching that paint job they're doing on the house across the street? White with pink shutters?
Almost as pink as the cheeks on the young couple living there. And were they excited when they moved in? You know, that first day in a new home is a big event in any family's life.
It sure is. And another big event is the day the family can stop worrying about what would happen to their home if Dad wasn't around to make payments on the mortgage or pay the rent.
And friends, that big day comes when a Prudential Mortgage Cancellation Plan takes over the problem for you. With this plan in your life insurance program, if anything happens to the breadwinner, Prudential will provide the money to pay off the mortgage on your home. Leaves it free and clear for you and your family to live in as long as you wish.
For most families, the yearly cost is less than 1% of the amount you borrowed. And if you're renting an apartment or home, you'll find the cost of Prudential's rent payment plan just as low.
So ask your Prudential agent to come around and give you the details on these wonderful home protection plans provided by the company with the strength of Gibraltar.
Like the book says, the future belongs to those who prepare for it.
Out here at the Wistful Vista Airport, at the unlikely hour of 6 o'clock in the morning, a bright, alert woman and her dull, half-asleep husband are heading for the Traveler's Aid booth. The man says,
I'm full. I must have slept all the way out here in the car, Molly.
That you did, like a sack. Come on in this way.
Where'd you say we were going? I'm so sleepy.
Wake up, McGee. I told you about it at home.
I know, but I just
Today is my day to handle the Traveler's Aid booth out here, like I do once a month. This, incidentally, is the Wistful Vista Airport, and your name is McGee, and mine is Molly. Is everything clear to you so far?
What'd you say your name again, sis? I know my name, but I didn't...
Oh, stop clowning. Watch it. You're bumping into people.
Okay, kiddo. Here, this is the place, isn't it? Give me your key. I'll unlock the door.
Here. My, this airport just jumps all the time. That's why we open the Traveler's Aid booth so early.
There you are. Give me your hat and coat, and I'll hang them up.
Hold it. Note on the desk.
Uh-oh.
Traveler's Aid, please come to Lost and Found Desk. Have a problem. Well, here we go, starting right out. I'll find out what it is and be right back, McGee. Oh, here's a friend to keep you company. Hello, Mr. Oldtimer.
Hello, daughter. Where are you going? Oh, be right back, huh?
Oh, hi, Oldtimer.
Well, this is a coincidence. Just run into your wife, Johnny.
Sure, she's running the Traveler's Aid booth this morning. What brought you here?
The flying machines, Johnny. I just love watching them.
Yeah?
I'm here so frequent. Some of my friends call me Flyboy. Others call me Wild Blue Yonder. And there's quite a group which refers to me as Coffee Old Man.
Coffee Old Man?
Don't mind if I do have a cup, Johnny. Nice of you to treat. Come on over to the counter. Hey, counterman, 2 cups of coffee.
I don't know how come it's my treat, but okay.
Ah, this air travel sure makes a body appreciate a good cup of coffee, Johnny. I mind when me and Lincoln Beachy was flying with Mr. Curtis' daughter, Jenny. She...
Yeah. Here's our coffee. Uh-oh, here comes Molly with her problem.
Who's the youngster, Johnny? Some relative?
Never saw him before. Cup of coffee, Molly?
Not just now, dearie. Sonny, would you like a glass of milk?
Yeah, that stuff's for little kids.
Yeah, that's for little kids. What does a big guy like you drink?
Marshmallows with hot chocolate under them.
Oh, yeah, of course. Old-timer, you set him up on a stool and get him what he wants. Here's the money.
And try to find out who he is.
I sure will. Come on, son. What you say your name is?
Buffalo Bill, Superman Captain Midnight Offering.
He's lost. Stewardess found him asleep in the waiting room. Nobody knows who he is or where he came from.
Oh, fine. Won't he tell you his name and where he lives?
No. When you ask him where he came from, he says, California, with my banjo on my knee, or Never Never Land, or...
Well, does he know where he's going?
Only too well. One time it's to the circus, the next to the land of the Munchkins, or else to the Kentucky Derby.
Well, what you gonna do?
I don't know. If we can't get anything straight out of him, we'll just have to turn him over to the police missing persons department, I guess.
Oh, here they come. I bet you the old-timer wormed the truth out of him. He's got away with kids. Well, old-timer, what say?
Just relax. We got it all straightened out, ain't we, Richard?
Sure have.
Now, this boy started out with a tag tied to his coat. See, the string's still there.
Why, so it is.
Seems Richard here also had a cat. Him and this cat was going to visit his grandmother in the woods, a place called London, when this big bad wolf came along and ate up the tag.
Ate up Grandma, too.
Oh, you say his name is Richard? What's his last name?
Whittington. Dick Whittington for short. All you got to do is look in the London phone book for a fellow named Whittington.
He's the Lord Mayor.
Yeah, the Lord Mayor. And if he's got a kid named Dick with a cat named Rumpelstiltskin, here's his boy.
Ha-ha, this is going to be difficult.
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly. Can you shrug your shoulders at the menace of cancer? Can you say, it will never happen to me? Well, maybe you can, but maybe you shouldn't. According to the American Cancer Society, the statistics show that very few of us can afford to say that cancer is someone else's problem. After all, one out of every four people is going to have this disease. Cancer is going to strike two out of three families. With statistics like that, cancer is almost bound to strike close to you at some time. When that time comes, will you have helped science to learn how to fight cancer? Will your doctor be able to say, this is a type of cancer we've just recently learned to cure? Or will he know that science is still helpless against cancer of this kind? You can help make that future day a hopeful day by contributing to cancer research right now. Send your contribution to cancer in care of your local post office.
Take a look out there now, Sonny. Which one of those airplanes did you ride on coming here?
It's not out there. It flew away again. Back to Mars.
Mars?
Yeah, and it wasn't an airplane, boy. It was a flying saucer.
Flying saucer? Oh, now you...
Sure. The bug men tried to get us, but we sailed away in our flying saucer, and I got out here, and the flying saucer flew away back to Mars.
For the...
And I guess the bug men got them now. But they won't get Captain Space, boy. I'm Captain Space.
Hey, kids, look who I found and brung him over.
Well, hello, Dr. Gamble.
Hiya, Molly.
What the heck are you doing out here at 8 o'clock in the morning, Fatso? Scattering ice cubes on the passenger platform to pick up a little fracture business?
Old-timer tells me you have a problem, Molly.
Oh, we have indeed, Doctor. That's him over there. Little Mr. Anonymous. I don't know just what to do.
No luck yet, huh, kid?
Not so far. I gave that kid the third degree, and he gave me the fourth, fifth, and sixth. Boy, he's as full of yarns as a Christmas sweater.
Who's he claim he is now? Bugs Bunny?
No, he's Captain Space at the last report. Although 5 minutes ago, he was Mr. Magoo, so I don't know.
Oh, hello there, Captain Space. Wait a minute. Want to take a trip to Mars with me? I got my flying saucer out.
Oh, me? I'm not Captain Space. The bug men ate him up. I'm Flopalong Cassidy, boy. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. Ha, 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 ha.
I see what you mean. What you ought to do, Molly, is call the Missing Persons Bureau down at headquarters and let them handle it. Sergeant Clark down there.
Oh, I don't know, Doctor. I just hate to let the traveler's aide down on my first big problem.
And you're not going to let him down, too, either, baby. I'll solve this thing if it takes all day. You'd think with my brain I'd have cracked this case before now.
Oh, stop. You couldn't crack a hummingbird's egg with your brain, so give it up.
Oh, is that so? Well, for your big fat information, Fatso, I sure wish I had a clue. Just one clue so as I could show...
Oh, look at him. Come here, Sonny. Let me fix your cap. It's down over your little face again.
Okay, but that's not a cap. That's a mask. I'm Jesse James, the one-armed bandit from Las Vegas. Stick him off!
He's a little mixed up.
Who ain't?
Give me the cap. I'll stuff some newspaper inside the band, Molly.
It already has some in it, but it...
Hey, look. An old newspaper. Boy, let me look at that a second.
That may be a clue.
Must be someplace where it mentions the name of the town where it's printed, and that would be...
Nope, don't seem to. Just the lower half of the page.
Oh, dear. Turn it over and... No, no help.
Leave me study this clue a moment, my dear. Looks like... No, I could swear I saw...
Oh, stop playing Sergeant Friday, Windy.
Aha! My friends, I have cracked the case. That boy is from Youngstown, Ohio.
What?
Oh, of all the wild shot-in-the-dark haphazard guesses, there's not a word on that piece of paper about Youngstown, Ohio. Don't talk stupid.
Doctor, I have spoken.
But McGee...
What made you guess Youngstown? Why didn't you say Stagnant Water, Texas, or Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania?
Probably can't pronounce Punxsutawney. I can't.
Just get on the phone, my dear, and call Youngstown, Ohio, and ask for the leading radio station and tell it here. Where's the phone? I'll handle this myself.
Goes, bless his pesty little heart. Jerry O'Brien, Youngstown, Ohio.
Yep, told you I'd handle it for you.
McGee, I don't know how you did it. Imagine taking a wild stab in the dark like that and picking Youngstown, Ohio out of...
And then having that radio station, WFMJ, locate the boy's parents so quick.
Yes, come on, McGee, now you've held out long enough. How did you know it was Youngstown?
Elementary, my dear, elementary. No stab in the dark at all. That paper was the Youngstown Vindicator. I'd know the type and the setup they use anywhere.
Well, how in the name of Joseph Pulitzer could you know that?
Doctor, I'll never forget it. Because when I and old Fred Nittany, the guy that...
You and him had a vaudeville act.
From Starved Rock, Illinois.
In vaudeville together.
Yeah, him. Hmm. Because the greatest rave notice we ever got in our whole career was printed in the Youngstown Vindicator, and I got it right here in my wallet, and I must have looked at that clipping a million times.
Oh, for goodness sakes, at least.
I'll read it to you.
No, don't bother.
No trouble. I gotta be careful it don't fall apart. It's pretty frayed. But it says, McGee and Nittany, snappy songs and witty sayings, entertain with their fast patter and chatter, then finish with two brand new vocals, Hello, Hawaii, How Are You, and The Rose of No Man's Land, featuring a novel chorus by McGee, who beats time on his partner's head with an Indian club.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. You have a friend and a dependable one, too, who's with you right now and all through the busy day. I mean, of course, your radio. A constant companion you can depend upon for the very best in entertainment. Entertainment, for example, to lighten your daytime chores and speed those tiring workday hours on their way. In the mornings, there's Mary Margaret McBride, whose informed commentary covers a wide range of fascinating subjects, from world affairs to household hints. Items of interest you'll enjoy hearing in the informal Mary Margaret McBride manner. And morning listening also means Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, who answers questions sent in by you listeners and advises on problems important to all of us. Then in the afternoon, dramatic entertainment with your longtime friends like Just Plain Bill, Stella Dallas, and Young Widder Brown. And dramatic entertainment of a different sort with a new favorite, the engaging daytime serial Hotel for Pets, an unusual NBC feature with an amusing, refreshing theme. All these and many more, Monday through Friday on NBC.
Ginger. Not much talent, but a great deal of enthusiasm. The audience at the Great Falls Hippodrome...
Great Falls Hippodrome in Youngstown, Ohio?
Youngstown? That was four reviews back, kiddo. I'm reading you the notice we got in the Montana Minor when we...
Put it away.
Okay, but if we ever find a lost kid that don't know where he lives from Montana, this will be...
Deary.
Hmm? Oh, good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Bill Thompson as the old-timer and Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. Jerry O'Brien, the lost boy, was played by Colleen Collins. This is John Wald extending an invitation for you to be with us again tomorrow, when a hard rainstorm reminds McGee that he left his raincoat someplace. Sound familiar? It's happened to all of us. Hear this version tomorrow night on Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Join the great Gildersleeve tonight for more fun in Summerfield on the NBC Radio Network.